Title: Sound Design from One Break Hit Only Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. Today we're doing a very jungle and drum and bass kind of challenge. You're going to take one single break hit, just one, and turn it into a whole DNB palette. Kick, snare, hats, ghost notes, a bass stab, and even an impact and riser. All from the same source. This is one of those exercises that levels you up fast, because it forces you to get good at the real skills, hearing what's inside a sound, shaping it with filtering and dynamics, and committing with resampling. And the side benefit is huge. Everything you make ends up sounding like it belongs together, because it literally came from the same record moment. Before we touch any devices, quick mindset check. Your one hit isn't just one sound. It's usually three useful things layered together. The transient click at the very front, the body right after it, and the little bit of room, noise, or tail after that. We're going to keep stealing those different pieces and repurposing them. Step 0. Session setup, fast and clean. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. Then make three tracks. First, an audio track called Source Hit. Second, a MIDI track called Drum Rack, resampled. Third, an audio track called Resample Print, and set its input to resampling. Now drag your single break hit onto Source Hit. Kick, snare, hat, ghost doesn't matter. Pick something with character. Even a tiny, crusty hit works. Sometimes those work best. Now step 1. Clean and isolate the hit so it's actually workable. On Source Hit, turn warp off. For one shots, warping usually just adds weirdness you didn't ask for. If you later want to tune something, we'll do it deliberately. Drop a utility on Source Hit. Pull the gain so the peak is hitting around minus 6 dB. This is not optional in DNB sound design. You're going to add saturation, compression, drum bus, everything gets louder and denser. Headroom now means power later. At EQ 8, high pass around 20 to 38C, just to ditch sub rumble. If the hit is boxy, do a small dip, maybe 2 to 4 dB, somewhere around 250 to 450. Don't overdo it. If you carve all the identity out now, you can't get it back later. Now consolidate the clips so it's a neat, trimmed sample. Cool. Extra coach move here. Find the DNA moment of the hit. Zoom in and audition different start points. Slide the start marker a few milliseconds earlier or later and listen. Sometimes the best hat material is literally a tiny click. Sometimes the best kick or snare core is that first 30 to 80 milliseconds of body. And sometimes the magic is the little dirty tail. If you want to work faster, make three consolidated versions right now and name them transient, body, and tail. You're basically pre-splitting the hit into a mini sample pack. Now step 2. Build a kick from the hit. Yes, even if it's not a kick, we're going to build it in two layers, subbody and click. First, the subbody. Duplicate the clip to a new audio track called Kick Body. Pitch it down. Start with minus 12 semitones, try minus 24, if it's still not heavy. Don't worry if it sounds gross at first. We're going to sculpt. At EQ 8, low pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. The goal is, keep the weight, remove everything that sounds like not a kick. If there's an ugly resonance, make a narrow cut. You're basically doing surgery. Add saturator. Analog clip mode is a great start. Drive around 4 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. This is where the magic happens. Distortion creates harmonics, and those harmonics are what let you fake a stable low tone even from a non-tonal drum hit. Then add a compressor. Attack 20 to 30 milliseconds so the transient can poke through. Release 60 to 120. Ratio 4 to 1. Aim for just 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. We're shaping punch, not crushing it. Now the click layer. Duplicate again to a track called Kick Click. Keep it closer to original pitch, maybe 0 to minus 12 semitones. The purpose here is definition. EQ8, high pass at 1 to 2 kHz. Then if you need extra bite, a gentle wide boost around 3 to 6 kHz. Now add drum bus. This is a cheat code for quick record like smack. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch 5 to 20. Boom at 0 to 10. But be careful, boom can get out of hand fast. And we're already building low end on the body layer. Now we commit. Solo both kick layers or group them, either way. Arm resample print and record a single kick hit. Drag that recording into Drum Rack onto a pad like C1. Open the pad simpler. Set it to one shot. Turn snap on. Add a tiny fade, like 2 to 5 milliseconds, so you don't get clicks. And here is a pro habit. Tune the kick by ear, not by guessing semitones. Put a spectrum or tuner on the kick pad. Then on another track, load operator and hold a sine wave at your track's root note. Pitch your kick until the low peak locks in with that sine. It's faster and more accurate than doing math, especially since the source hit probably isn't perfectly tonal. Step 3. Build a snare from the hit. This time we're thinking in three layers: body, crack, and tail. Snare body first. Duplicate the source to snare body. Transpose -3 to -12 semitones, depending on the source. If it's already a snare, you might not need much. If it's a hat, you might need more. EQ8. Cut lows below about 120 Hz. Then if it needs chest, boost around 180 to 250 by a couple dB. Add saturator with 2 to 6 dB drive to thicken it. Now snare crack. Duplicate to snare crack. EQ8. High pass at 2 to 3 kHz, then boost 5 to 8 kHz for snap. For transient shaping with stock devices, use drum boss. Increase transient somewhere around plus 10 to plus 30. Keep damp modest. You want snap, not sandpaper. Now the tail layer. Duplicate to snare tail. Put reverb on it. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Small to medium size. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz. Low cut around 250 to 500. Wet 15 to 35%. If you want that dystopian jungle roughness, add redux after the reverb, not before. A bit reduction around 10 to 14, and downsample just a touch. The point is texture, not total destruction. Then resample the snare blend the same way. Record it into resample print. Drag into drum rack. Pad like D1. Simpler one shot. Snap on. Tiny fade. Teacher note, if your snare feels wide and messy, keep the direct snare mostly mono and put width only on the reverb tail. That keeps it punchy in the center, but still gives you space around it. Step 4. Hats and shakers from the same hit. Even if your source is a kick, there's usually some high-frequency dust. We're going to exaggerate it into hats. Duplicate the source to a track called hat. EQ8. High pass at 6 to 10 kHz. Then a gentle boost around 10 to 14 kHz if there's anything to bring forward. Add saturator, 3 to 7 dB drive. This pulls the hiss and air forward. Add auto filter in high pass mode. Frequency around 8 to 12 kHz. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.5. Then add a subtle LFO. Amount 5 to 12%. Rate 1/8 or 1/16. This is a big DNB trick. Micro movement so repeated hats don't feel like a copy-paste machine. Utility for width. For air hats, go 140 to 180%. For closed hats, keep it tighter, maybe 100 to 120. And don't widen your low end, ever. Sub should stay mono. Resample a couple versions. One tight, one longer and wider. Load them onto different drum rack pads. Optional extra if your hat is too dull. Create a pseudo-noise shimmer. High pass hard, like 8 to 12 kHz, then add resonators with a couple modes on. Detune a few cents. Keep dry/wet low. You'll be surprised how metallic and alive it becomes. Step 5. Ghost hits and perks. The roll glue. This is where DNB goes from drum pattern to rolling. Duplicate to a track called Ghost. In the clip, set the start marker right on the transient and make the clip super short, like 10 to 60 milliseconds. You want a little tick of energy. EQ8, high pass 200 to 500 Hz, and if it needs presence, a little boost around 1 to 3 kHz. Then drum bus, transients up around plus 15, drive 5 to 10%. Resample and load into drum rack as your ghost pad. Now, inside drum rack, control micro dynamics. On the ghost pad, simpler. Use the vel control so velocity actually matters. For ghosts, you usually want them much quieter, maybe velocity to volume around 30 to 50, so soft hits tuck in. And if you want variation, add the random MIDI effect before the drum rack, but only tiny values, like 1 to 6, and only for hats and ghosts. Don't randomize your kick and snare unless you want chaos. Step 6. Resish bass stab from the hit. This is not replacing your main synth res, but it's a nasty layer, and because it shares the same sample DNA, it glues with your drums like crazy. Duplicate to bass stab. Transpose down hard, minus 24 to minus 36 semitones. Add saturator and push it. Drive 8 to 15 dB. Soft clip on. Then use EQ8 after if you need to tame harshness. Add corpus, tube or membrane mode. Tune it to your root note if you can, or just sweep until it starts speaking. Decay 0.2 to 0.8. Dry/wet 10 to 35%. Corpus can create this resonant, physical tone that feels like a bass instrument, even though it's from a drum. Then auto filter, low pass around 80 to 200 Hz, and use the envelope to make it plucky. Envelope amount 15 to 35%, attack basically zero, decay 80 to 200 milliseconds. Glue compressor to pin it, attack 3 ms, release auto, ratio 4 to 1, 2 to 5 dB gain reduction. Resample that, load it into simpler one shot if you want it as a stab. Or if you have sampler and you want to get fancy, you can loop a stable portion and turn it into a playable gritty instrument across the keyboard. Add a short pitch envelope, like a few semitones down over 50 to 120 ms, for extra punch. Step 7. Impact and riser. For the impact, duplicate the source to impact. Add reverb with a long decay, like 2 to 6 seconds, wet 40 to 70. Freeze the reverb if you want, or resample the tail. Then EQ it, low pass around 6 to 10 kHz, and if it has weight, a slight boost around 50 to 80 hz. For the riser, take that frozen or printed tail, warp it with Complex Pro, stretch it to 1 to 4 bars, add an auto filter sweep, start low, like 200 to 500 hz, and open up to 10 to 16 kHz by the end. Automate utility gain to ramp up into the drop. That's your tension builder, still from the same one hit. Now step 8, put it all into drum rack and program a rolling pattern. In the drum rack, map it in a way your hands understand. Kick on C1, snare on D1, closed hat on F-sharp 1, open or air hat on A-sharp 1, ghost on E1, perks around G1 and up. Also, keep one reference pad. Put the original hit on an unused pad in the same rack, level matched. That's your A/B button. If your whole kit stops feeling like it came from the original record, you'll catch it instantly. Let's program a classic two-step foundation at 174. Kick on 1.1.1. Optionally, add a second kick for movement around 1.3.3 or somewhere syncopated. Snare on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. Closed hats on steady 1/16 notes, but vary the velocities. This is crucial. If every hat is the same velocity, it's dead. Ghost notes, sprinkle them around the snare, usually just before or just after, low velocity. Think of them like little pushes and pulls that imply a break, even though you built it from one hit. Then add groove pull swing lightly. MPC 16 swing around 54 to 57 is a safe start, but apply it gently, like 10 to 25%. D-den bead is tight, but not robotic. A few common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. First, not resampling. If you keep every layer live with 10 devices each, your project becomes a science experiment that you can't finish. Print checkpoints. Design the layer, resample it, edit it in simpler, then do only final polish after. Second, over-eking early. If you got the sound before saturation, you remove the identity. Shape first, carve second. Third, no fades on one shots. Those tiny clicks will ruin your loop. 2 to 5 milliseconds of fade solves most of it. Fourth, wide low end. Widen hats, fine. Widen sub, no. This audio version is shortened for playback.